Thank you, Jen. And those girls are so precious. Next time we do this, shall we all come in our jammies? Oh, good morning to all of you. It really is good to see and hear you. Today I'm going to be talking about peace and purpose in my devotional this morning. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give to you. That's John 15:16. And I did share that last week or 2 weeks ago, but I believe it's good to review that and to know that in your mind and in your heart, because it will bring you a continued sense of peace. You see, each one of you is God's masterpiece, and his love is personal. He chose you. Remember, in doing so, he gave the following to establish this relationship with you. He gave us his son so that we may have eternal life. He gave us the Bible so that we may have a spiritual guidebook. And he gave us his spirit so that we may have hope. This week, I was just paging through various devotionals, and I found that one that's about us. So let me share with you Psalm 95:7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Charlotte Hart wrote, "One of the things I value most in our small church is our sense of community. Whether it is discussing the meaning of scripture and how it applies to us, taking food or sending greetings to an ailing member, working on a disaster relief project or at a local food bank, or organizing our annual relief sales, there is a sense of being part of this community of believers. We know from scientific research and articles written that a sense of belonging is crucial for both mental health and physical well-being. Even those of us who consider ourselves introverts, who want to belong and to be with others, maybe just not all the time, in this psalm of worship and praise, we are reminded not only that God is our God, but that we are God's people. And I hope that you feel as blessed as I do to be part of this congregation with the people amongst it. St. Augustine said, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." When we find peace in our relationship with God, the restlessness of our unforgiven sin comes to an end. Our purposeless activities eventually cease. Jesus shared these final words at the supper table with his disciples. John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Peace is very difficult to find at times in this world. Our world seems to be filled with trouble. If we follow the ways of the world, we will be led to trouble. Even as Christians, we sometimes do things or say things or have things that come into our lives that upset our sense of peace. What we do about it determines the stability of our peace. If we let it go on, our peace will disintegrate. We need to take these things to Jesus, and we need to listen then for Jesus' words to us. Sometimes if our prayers do not become answered, it is basically because it's for our own good. And somehow, some way, we will learn and we will be able to help others. His love seeks the best good for us. Sarah Young, who we began studying last week, shares that Jesus wants to focus our thoughts on him, knowing that he is fully attentive to us. Remember, when we speak to him, he listens. We are very blessed in all in that all of God's children may have peace in this life, and that peace is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a victorious life, and his victory is our victory. When we come into fellowship with him, we experience the peace of God, and we will have joy in our lives. Peace isn't something that happens randomly to all of us, and it doesn't always look like what we think it should look like or feel what we think it should feel like. The following story about the real meaning of peace did not come with an author's name. It's about a king who offered a prize for someone who would paint the best picture of peace. Many, many artists turned in beautiful artistic paintings, and the king looked at them, but there were only two that he really liked, and he had to choose between those two. One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful towering mountains all around it, lilies growing in the water. Overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. Perhaps in my mind, or with my father thinking about this, we would put a kayak in that lake. The picture was beautiful, and all who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace. The other picture had mountains in it, but they were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky, and the rains fell, and the lightning was bursting. And down the side of the mountain tumbled this foaming water. It didn't look very peaceful at all. But when the king looked very closely, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock behind the fall. And in that bush, a mother bird had built her nest. And there, in the midst of the rush of the angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest, in perfect peace. The king did choose that second picture. Lasting inner peace is something we choose. I have overcome this world. Powerful words from Jesus. These words were shared just 3 months away from the cross. Jesus was personally and privately encouraging his disciples. His words are to encourage and reassure us as well. His gift is free to all of us. Last week I shared this, and I'll say it again. He welcomes us with open arms. We are so blessed, and he loves us so. We gain peace through our relationship with God. We also benefit by having purpose. 2 Timothy 1:9, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Christ has saved us and called us to a holy calling, knowing that we will have trouble in this life. It simply is unavoidable. But we should feel blessed that we have a faithful God who cares for us and carries us through these troubled times. Pastor Matthew Henry wrote, "His grace is said to be given to us before the world began in the purpose and design of God from all eternity in Christ Jesus. For the gifts that come from God to sinful man come in and through Christ Jesus. By his appearing, this gracious purpose was made evident to all of us." We become totally self-seeking when we walk away from focusing on Christ. Our selfish agendas will quickly turn into trouble when we decide to walk alone. With Christ, our lives come under the guidance of an all-loving Spirit who is with us always and who has our best interest continuously in mind. we are able to be led to a path of greater significance when following Christ. And in any and every action we do in the Spirit has eternal value. You know, even if the hard times do not diminish, there is a budding sense of joy and satisfaction that you will feel as you grow into Christ's love, who has created us to be his followers and to share that with others, to be the example of his love. Allow the Spirit of peace to rise above the chaos of any given moment that could occur throughout the day. Feel secure in the ultimate promises that God gives us peace and can fulfill our purpose no matter what comes our way. And the blessing about our church is that you know each of us is praying for each of you every day along the way. The fulfillment occurred in Genesis, where we learn of Jacob and Esau, who were twin brothers. Esau, because he was the older brother by just a few minutes, should have had the better birthright. But Jacob tricked Esau into giving up his birthright, and later Jacob stole their father's blessing from Esau. Esau was very mad, and Jacob left for years. When Jacob was ready to return, he was very nervous. He had tricked and fooled his father and his brother. How could he be at peace with his brother when he had done so many wrong things? Would they be able to live peacefully? When they met, Jacob tried to give Esau gifts upon gifts upon gifts, but Esau simply forgave him. This is a wonderful example of peace and purpose between those brothers after years of being angry and apart from each other. Esau was able to forgive. Mother Teresa has shared, "Do small things with great love." I would imagine that Esau, that was a big thing that he did to forgive his brother. And sometimes we don't have those big things in our lives that we can forgive others, and sometimes we do. But if each day we do something small with great love, your purpose will be fulfilled. In doing so, your purpose will shine through on a daily basis. Others will see Jesus in you. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. That's Ephesians 4:32. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that your word says we can come before you with confidence, knowing you hear our prayers. Thank you for a sense of peace that passes all understanding. We find our purpose by studying your ways and your words, which are perfect and true. And for this, we give you our thanks. Please protect our frontline workers and those most vulnerable from the virus. Be with those who suffer from COVID at this time. We pray for those in powerful positions this morning. We pray that they might turn to you and be led by you as they lead others. Please be with us and protect us this week. Be with our families. Allow us to enjoy a thankful and peaceful Thanksgiving time together. You continue to bless us beyond measure. Thank you for your loving kindness and all of the blessings you have bestowed upon us. In your name we pray. Amen.